Jeremiah Chapter 13. Thus says the Lord unto me, Go and buy you a linen belt, and put it upon your waist, and put it not in water. So I bought a belt according to the word of the Lord, and put it on my waist. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, Take the belt that you have bought, which is upon your waist, and arise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole in the rack. So I went, and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me. And it came to pass after many days, that the Lord said unto me, Arise, go to the Euphrates, and take the belt from there, which I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates, and dug, and took the belt from the place where I had hid it, and, behold, the belt was ruined, it was profitable for nothing. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Thus says the Lord, After this manner will I ruin the pride of Judah, and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people, who refuse to hear my words, who walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods, to serve them, and to worship them, shall even be as this belt, which is good for nothing. For as the belt clings to the waist of a man, so have I caused to cling unto me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, says the Lord, that they might be unto me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, but they would not hear. Therefore you shall speak unto them this word, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, Every wineskin shall be filled with wine, and they shall say unto you, Do we not certainly know that every wineskin shall be filled with wine? Then shall you say unto them, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with drunkenness. And I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, says the Lord, I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. Hear you, and give ear, be not proud, for the Lord has spoken. Give glory to the Lord your God, before he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains, and, while you look for light, he turns it into the shadow of death, and makes it gross darkness. But if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret for your pride, and my eye shall weep bitterly, and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Say unto the king and to the queen, Humble yourselves, sit down, for your rule shall come down, even the crown of your glory. The cities of the south shall be shut up, and none shall open them, Judah shall be carried away captive, all of it, it shall be wholly carried away captive. Lift up your eyes, and behold them that come from the north, where is the flock that was given you, your beautiful flock? What will you say when he shall punish you? For you have taught them to be captains, and as chief over you, shall not sorrows take you, as a woman in travail? And if you say in your heart, Why come these things upon me? For the greatness of your iniquity are your skirts uncovered, and your heels made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may you also do good, that are accustomed to doing evil. Therefore will I scatter them as the stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. This is your lot, the portion of your measures from me, says the Lord, because you have forgotten me, and trusted in falsehood. Therefore will I uncover your skirts over your face, that your shame may appear. I have seen your adulteries, and your yearnings, the lewdness of your harlotry, and your abominations on the hills and the fields. Woe unto you, O Jerusalem! Will you not be made clean? When shall it be?